fuck were you doing out there? Don't give me that I'm just doing my job bullshit. It might have worked in your last unit, but not here. So what the fuck was that? A combat maneuver? A combat maneuver? Is this really how you did things on the Merrick front? I have some news for you. We're fighting House Kurita here. Not some goddamn disorganized rabble and half-function scout mechs, okay? They think they're samurai. They go into battle without fear and with absolute discipline. They eat showboats like you for breakfast. Yes, you were showboating. That's what it's called when you jump jet over the enemy by yourself. Yes, I know you got behind the enemy and achieved an elevated position where you could fire on any of them quickly. I know that you did it to attack the heavy from the back where it was least armored. I know that it was bombarding us with long-range missiles and you killed it. I'm grateful for that. What's the problem? Do you really have no idea? Are you that much of a selfish idiot? Yes, I said you were a selfish idiot. You disobeyed my orders to start. Oh, they weren't appropriate for the situation? Is that a little gem from your vast storehouse of tactical genius? Well, idiot. The orders were for you to move up into the left flank to draw fire from the enemy, but under cover behind the rocks and trees, so that I could walk to the right and hit the heavy in the back with my Black Knight. You know, the mech that has more firepower in its right arm than your entire Centurion? Yeah, that's what I thought. My plan was slower, it's true. But in my plan, you wouldn't have been a sitting duck. You've been here for 2 months, and we've spent a lot of time together. Training and fighting. You and I are the only experienced mech warriors here. This is Jack's first real assignment, and Victoria's 18 years old. 18! She inherited her Shadowhawk, and then they shipped her to the front without any formal training. Without us, she'd be ground beef, and her mech would have been enemy salvage by now. We set the example. So if you don't follow my orders, and you're successful, then why should they? I understood precisely what you were doing as soon as I saw you do it. That's why I ordered us all forward and focused fire on their front units, to distract them. They saw their commander being proven wrong, even though both of our plans were pretty similar. Do you understand why I'm so bothered by this behavior? Why it matters that you, on occasion, do what you're fucking told? Jack and Victoria are watching us right now. What I'd like you to do is at least look a little crestfallen. Maybe later you can explain to them that we had a miscommunication and you thought that I didn't see the opportunity to take out that big bastard when I did. That's close enough to the truth, isn't it? Punishment? What am I going to do, demote you? Suspend you? I'm not stupid enough to take our best gunner off the line just because he has no concern for his own well-being. Yes, it was an excellent shot. I'm sure the rest of the Lance will want to buy you drinks all night. Just don't let it get to your head, alright? Good. Now that we've settled that, do we have a bigger problem here? You know what I mean. Some of you old-world types still don't like women giving you orders. It seems to me that you've been looking for any excuse to ignore mine. Like what? Like the uniform, for example. I ordered you to wear it during all combat operations. Yes, I know that most of the time no one cares about the uniform once you get inside that cockpit, but I asked you to wear the full combat suit and you just, wear that. Well, I know it gets hot in there, but all you're wearing is the thermal vest and shorts. You can see almost everything. Don't you think that you could be distracting to other people like that? I mean, like Victoria, for instance, youth and hormones and all that. Just because you don't know that you have a fantastic chest, back, and arms doesn't mean the rest of us don't notice. Fine, yes, I'm distracted too, alright? I mean, I've been on the line for a year without any real relief, and yeah, I get hit on occasionally, but only by other mech warriors, and they tend to be either nobles who've never had to work a day in their lives, or dudes who think that I'm just gonna jump in bed with them despite their inability to handle basic physical hygiene. Imagine if Victoria dressed like you do. I mean, yeah, women do that sometimes, but wouldn't you find it difficult to, you know, focus while she was up on the vid screen? You wouldn't find her distracting? Really? She's fit? Petite? Great tits? I mean, if you're into something else, I understand, but... So, you're into women, but you wouldn't find her distracting if she was half-naked and sweating like you are right now? What exactly would you find distracting? I'm sorry, what? No, I heard you. I just... What? You're telling me right now, with a straight face, that you're too busy thinking about what I look like in a tank top to ever be distracted by Victoria. Really? Well, I mean, I'm a lot older than her, and let's be honest, I'm not really that pretty. Bullshit. Some of my scars are scars. Well, okay, I guess I am in pretty good shape, but no one really likes tall women, and... You do, really? No, it's not that I don't believe you, it's just, It's just... Fuck. Look, I don't like this, okay? No, not talking to you or whatever, or fighting alongside you. You're a good soldier. A better gunner. I don't like having to fucking give you orders. Because one of two things always happens. I either order you into danger, when I know that sooner or later your good luck will run out, or you'll creatively interpret one of my safer orders and end up just another charred corpse in a metal rack. It's hard enough to tell Jack and Victoria to fight. They're children, goddammit. All we can do is do our best to keep them alive until they learn the essential lessons. But I never had to do this before. Do what? Oh, you fucking know what. Don't play dumb with me. Not now. Not that subtle. You really don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to say. I'm telling you that I care about you. I love you, you fucking idiot. And... I guess you feel the same way. Wow. Okay. Fuck. Why are you looking at me like that? This is new to me too. Oh, I see. You're awaiting orders. Well, I suppose that's an improvement. Looks like Jack and Victoria have left. Okay. Get the fuck back in that cockpit, Met Warrior. You heard me. It's cramped, but there's room for two. And I'll just close her up, and... You've never really been with a woman inside a mech before. Thought all you fuckboys brought your groupies here. Okay, fine. You're not a fuckboy. You're my fuckboy. Take your vest and shorts off. Yes, it is an order. Good. Good boy. You said you spend a lot of time thinking about what I look like in clothes. Do you ever think about what I might look like without them? I thought you might. Well, let me just take this off. Do you like what you see? Good. Sit down. Now. You might be in the command chair, but I'm the one in command. Well, your soldier's standing at attention, though. No, I wasn't laughing at you. I just really like the way your cock looks. It's pretty.
Yeah, I said you had a pretty cock. You have a problem with that? I didn't think so. Look at me. How wet I am. God, I don't think I'm gonna need lube with you. Ever. Now just sit tight. Keep your hands to yourself while I straddle you. Oh, fuck. That's nice. Oh, fuck. Yeah, put your hands on me now. The way I know you want to. My breasts. Oh, fuck. It's been a long time since anyone but me has touched them. Yeah. Pinch my nipples. Harder. A little harder. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. I love you. Oh, God damn it, I love you. Fuck. Oh, nothing's wrong. I just made that decision with my lady parts. No, they feel good. I just don't want to make it weird between us or fuck up our unit cohesion. Oh, I see. You feel that your morale's drastically improved now that we fucked? I bet. Well, I guess I'll just have to keep making you come then. I'm always willing to make any sacrifice for the good of men under my command.